Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love, welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective. All right, let's talk about something real today. Motivation. Have you ever felt super excited about a goal at first, but then after a few weeks or even sometimes days, your energy just fades and suddenly you don't feel like doing it anymore? Maybe it's your fitness goals, starting that business, working on your healing journey, or just trying to build better habits. You want to stay consistent, you want to follow through, but the motivation just disappears. And then comes the spiral. Why can't I stay motivated? What's wrong with me? Why do I always fall off? Girl, I feel you. I have been there. But let me tell you something that changed everything for me. Motivation isn't something you have, it's something you create. And today we're breaking down why motivation fades, what to do when you feel like giving up, and how to stay consistent even on the days you feel like crawling back under the covers. So grab your coffee, your journal, get cozy, and let's get into this. Why we lose motivation. First of all, let's get one thing straight. Losing motivation is completely normal. The problem isn't that you're lazy or broken. It's that we expect ourselves to stay in this constant high vibe hustle when real life is full of highs and lows. We're human, not machines. So here's what the typical motivation cycle could look like. One, you start something new, it's all exciting, you're all in, you're all for it. Two, you make some progress, it feels doable. Three, then life happens. You hit a challenge, the results slow down, or your energy dips. Four, motivation starts fading, you start avoiding it. And five, cue the guilt. I'm failing again. Sound familiar? Because girl, does that not sound like me? But here's the truth. Motivation is a mood, not a strategy. And moods are not reliable enough to build the life of your dreams. That's why instead of trying to feel motivated all the time, we need to understand how to work with our minds and create systems that carry us even when we don't feel like it. So let me drop a truth bomb that changed my entire mindset. Motivation doesn't come before action. Action creates motivation. We wait for motivation to strike, but the truth is, it usually shows up after you start. Ever notice how doing one productive thing leads to another? Like you clean the kitchen and suddenly you're in the zone and you're cleaning your like entire space. That's momentum in action. Motivation follows the movement. So instead of asking yourself, how do I get motivated? Ask, what's the smallest action I can take right now to create some momentum?
Hey, love, real quick. If you're like me and obsessed with personal growth, but don't always have the time to sit and read, Audible is about to change your life. I've been listening to mindset books during my mornings and my drives, and honestly, it's been a whole self-care ritual lately. And right now, you can try Audible free for 30 days and even get your first book completely free. Just use my special link I left for you in the show notes. Seriously, girlfriend, treat yourself because your glow up deserves this.
Let's get into the good stuff. Five ways to stay motivated even when you feel stuck or burned out. Step one, identify your why, the real reason you want this. Go deeper than the surface. It's not just, I want to lose weight or I want to grow my business. Ask yourself, what will this change give me? How will my life feel when I achieve it? Your why should give you goosebumps. It should make you tear up. That's when you know it's real. Step two, create a routine that works for you, not Instagram. Not every routine you see online will fit your life. Find what works in your season. whether it's 10 minutes of journaling in the morning, a power walk at lunch, or goal checks every Sunday night. Consistency over aesthetics, always. Step 3, use the 5-minute rule. When your brain screams, "I don't feel like it," whisper back, "Just 5 minutes." Because once you begin, you'll likely keep going. And even if you don't, you still showed up for 5 minutes. And that's progress, my girl. Step 4, find accountability and safe support. You don't have to do it alone. Whether it's texting your bestie, sharing your goal on Instagram stories, or joining a community of women like the Glow Up Guide Collective, being seen and supported makes the journey so much lighter. Step 5, focus on progress, not perfection. You're not aiming for perfect. You're aiming for aligned. Progress looks like baby steps. Some days it's crossing everything off your list. Other days it's just brushing your teeth and showing up. But both count. Now, I want to pause for a second and I want to give you some journal prompts for when you feel unmotivated. So grab your journal, babe, and write these down. What's one thing I can do today that will bring me closer to my goal? Even just a little bit. Just that one step. What is it? Next one, how will it feel when I'm on the other side of this season? Go deep on this one. What do you think it will feel like? How will your body feel physically, mentally, emotionally? Next one, what am I proud of myself for doing lately? Even if it felt small. Even if things feel small to you, that's still showing up for yourself and that still counts. And next one, what would I tell my best friend if she were in my shoes right now? The way you talk to your best friend is the way you need to talk to yourself. So I remember when I made the hardest decision of my life, leaving my toxic, abusive marriage. It wasn't just emotional pain, it was fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of doing it all alone, fear of how I was going to give my daughter the life she deserved when I felt like I was barely surviving myself. There were so many nights I cried myself to sleep thinking, I can't do this. But deep down, I knew I had to. I had no choice. Not because I felt ready, not because I felt motivated, but because I knew my future and my daughter's future depended on me taking that first scary step. So I did what I could. Small steps, one conversation, one boundary, one prayer, one breath at a time. There were days I barely made it through, but inch by inch, I did. And that version of me, the scared, tired, overwhelmed mama, she got us here. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to be brave enough to take the next step. All right, my love, that's it for today's episode. If this episode gave you a mindset shift or a little fire in your soul, I would love to hear from you. Screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me at Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me what's one small action you're taking this week. Even if motivation is nowhere to be found, what is that one small thing? And hey, if you haven't already, make sure you follow the show so you never miss a dose of inspiration. And always remember this, motivation doesn't show up first. You do. Keep showing up. Keep believing in yourself. You've got this, and I am so proud of you. See you next time, my love. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.